second quarter, starting here with the snap of the football. Lehigh swapping ends. They have it second and long from back inside their own 15-yard line. Pass across the middle out to the 20 for Lee Kerfus. He'll be a couple yards shy of the first down. Another big third down defensive situation coming up here for Monmouth. And again, they're bringing on some different players, looking to apply some pass rush. Eisenstadt, O'Hara going in the middle. And it looks like Irizarry and Leslie designated here as more of those outside guys. Leslie will stand up. Irizarry in a four-point stance off the right end. Bielakowski from the shotgun. Third down and a long three coming up for Lehigh. Three wide receivers set. Here's the draw play up the middle for Sherman. And again, good success off the left side this time for a pickup of just about 10 out to the 30-yard line. That will be certainly enough for a first down. That's been a play that has hurt the Monmouth defense so far, that little draw play. Right back to the line. Bielakowski over the middle out of a no huddle. Will find number two, Fernandez Soto, on the catch at the 40-yard line, close to a first down. But there is a flag thrown, and then just for good measure, one of the other referees tosses it out at the last second. So two flags down on the field.
I really want to hear the referee make the call himself.
Would be nice. It is a penalty against Monmouth that will be tacked on after the play, which was a 10-yard catch, plus five out to the Lehigh now 45-yard line. Not only do we not hear him, I don't even actually really see him making any signals for us to kind of tell us what the penalties are.
He just kind of points and then moves the ball. It's really, choose your own penalty, Matt. What do you want to call?
13-45 against Monmouth and Lehigh here in the second quarter. Hawks lead 7-0. Four-man front for MU. Bielakowski checks things over, has two wide receivers to either side, sends Sherman in the pattern as well. Going deep down the far sideline, has a man open, catch is made, touchdown for the Mountain Hawks. Lee Kerfus takes it in, gets past Tevron Brandon, 55-yard strike on a well-thrown ball. How different it is when you have the wind at your back. We just saw Lehigh take back to the air. And they are an extra point away from tying it up.
They didn't even think about trying a pass over 15 or 20 yards in that first quarter. What do you see? Second play, second quarter, bang, 55 yards over the top. Tevron Brandon again gives up a big play over the top.
Ryan Pandy on for the extra point to tie it at 7. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. We are tied at 7 early on in the second quarter. 13:29 to go. Half number one. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, and they are proud to be the official food service provider of Monmouth University. We'd like to thank our friends at Aramark for their continued support of our broadcast here of Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Little treat for you coming up at halftime. Expected to have a solid show with our regular scores and stats, and hopefully going to spend a couple of minutes with new Monmouth University president, Dr. Paul Brown, most recently of Lehigh, so he certainly has a lot of interest in this one. Long kick, sending LaVon Cheney back deep inside his own goal line, just by a hair, however. He will take a knee, and the ball will be downed and come out for a touchback. Out to the 25-yard line. So Dr. Brown going to come and swing by, talk about this game and what's going on around campus, and obviously his vision for where he anticipates things going over the next decade. Eighth president in school history, succeeding, of course, Paul Gaffney, who led the university for the years of 2003 to 2013. Hill on first down, finding someone who's got some room at the 40. Gets to the 45, the midfield, into Lehigh territory, and will scoot out of bounds at the Mountain Hawk 41.
Brandon Hill, Matt, has begun this game 9 of 9 throwing the football. That his biggest play of the game. Good jet that time by Sumlin. It answers that Lehigh drive. 5 plays, 86 yards. Bielakowski to Kerfus for 55 in the score.
Elijah Phillips checking into the game. Near side wide receiver. Sterling going to go up top. Far sideline right. Jake Pandorf into the game as the H-back. And a tight end wing combination off the right side of the formation. KB Asante into the game. Hill wants to go downtown. Wants Sterling. Ball overthrown just a bit out of the coverage of Rashawn Phillips, the sophomore corner for Lehigh. Make it second and 10.
Mom tried to answer the big Lehigh play. Sterling ran more of a square in right at around the 15-yard line. Hill tried to hit him on a post route. We've seen these first two games. A handful of miscommunications each game. It's cost Monmouth before. Doesn't do so here. Just move on to second down.
Again, a split wide receiver set. And again, Justin Pandorf stays in the game. Here's the give for Asante. Trying to pick a spot off the left side. Down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 2 will make it 3rd and 8 with 12 and a half minutes to play in this first half. We are tied at 7. Monmouth taking on the number 19 team in the latest FCS poll, the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. Third consecutive year the two teams have matched up. Lehigh has won the 4 prior times the two universities have played. Seems to be a series that makes sense, both from the geography standpoint and the competitive standpoint as well. Asante as the back to the left, helps pick up the blitz. Hill has time, overthrows Phillips, however. And now on 4th down and 8, Monmouth at the Lehigh 38-yard line. I was going to see for a second, do they think maybe about going for it? But they'll bring Spillane on to punt it away and see if the senior from Colts Neck can pin Lehigh deep in their own end.
And I always cringe whenever you have to punt from really anywhere from your 40 on forward. That really, I know, irks coaches as well.
Spillane will step into it about midfield. Off the side of his foot will take a bounce inside the 10. Now rolling down inside the 5 and downed at the 4. Didn't look pretty off the foot, but the results nonetheless for Monmouth and Eric Spillane, who is doubling up now as the place kicker and punter. Saw Spillane with a solid game in week one against Montana State punting. A little shaky a week ago against Liberty. And a effort that gets a good result here against Lehigh.
Doesn't have to be the prettiest punt as long as it gets the job done. And here pins Lehigh back in their own 5-yard line.
From the 4 and coming out on 1st and 10, 11:42 to go in this first half. We're tied at 7. Bielakowski will come up under center this time. Counterplay to the left for Sherman. And Monmouth bottles that up well for no gain. Off the bottom of the pile, Corey Neal and John Sikowski, part of that front 7 for MU. Wes Cunningham, number 51, has checked into the game. Again, quick out of the huddle is Lehigh. They'll give it to Sherman again. He'll break a couple of tackles and now into the open field to the 25, to the 30. Sutton giving chase will push him out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And boy, do you hate to see that. You've got a team pinned back. And then all of a sudden, big long run, about a 35-yard pickup. And you've got not only breathing room, but you've got yourself a drive now going as well.
Sherman is a bigger back, but he really turned the jets on there when he got into that second level. And Lehigh goes quick again.
Rich Shadoke coming in as the tailback now. Here's a quarterback keep into the line for number 18, Matt McHale, the backup quarterback, who will get some snaps here today and getting them right now. McHale stays in at the quarterback spot. Looks to be more of a runner. Going to take it again and get a first down into Monmouth territory at the Hawk 48. Two Monmouth players come together to make the tackle. Both slow to get up. Brad Brown and Andrew Sutton.
First down, Lehigh.
No huddle look again here for the Mountain Hawks. Here's McHale. Wants to throw. Plenty of time. Now going to move off to his left. Frost from the pocket. Going to tuck it. Run. Make a move. Lower the shoulder. Get a couple extra yards through the tackle of Tyler Thompson. And all of a sudden, McHale has come in and made an immediate impact. Did not play a week ago against Central Connecticut State. but a talented player nonetheless.
They're going really quick between plays, and he's just tucking and going.
Second and three, swings it to the outside. Catch made by Fernandez Soto. Makes one player miss, and makes another player miss. Ball popped out, and Mammoth will get it. Good strip by Tevren Brandon, and then the recovery by Joe Johnson. And I'll say Mammoth got lucky there because Fernandez Soto was getting close to break it into the end zone. Brandon came in, ripped it away, and Mammoth will get their second turnover of the day.
Matt, didn't that play almost look like Tevren Brandon said, okay, enough. You're gaining huge chunks of yards. You're going real fast. We don't know what's going on. We're taking the football back. That was a huge turnover that Mammoth needed because they were on their heels with what Lehigh was doing offensively.
Ball pushed back to the Mammoth 16-yard line, but the Hawks do get possession back. 9:57 to go in the first half. We're tied at 7. Hill needs to get back to work here. Will operate with a three wide receiver set. Richards and Davenport to the right, Sterling to the left. Hayes has been unable to get on track, and he is taken down at the line of scrimmage, the MU 16-yard line, for no gain to make it second down and 10.
Stark contrast to what we saw last week when Lehigh played Central. The Blue Devils ran for 258 yards in that game, getting over 4 yards every time they touched it on the ground.
Hill checks the defense over, has Fable as the H-back to the right, along with Richards and Davenport. Lehigh showing pressure. Here they come. Hill goes right, finds Richards, who will make the catch, but only a 2-yard gain out to the 18-yard line. Third down and 8. One thing Mammoth offensively here, partner, has become a bit one-dimensional because they've been unable to run the football as of yet.
And we know that's something that the coaches want. They love to be a balanced football team. And even when they have thrown it, they have kept everything short and intermediate outside of that big play to Sumlin, which was a lot of that his own doing.
Empty backfield. You hear the wind pickup, of which Mammoth is working into. Phillips, Sterling, and Richards all set to the left side of the formation. Fable tight end right, along with Davenport far sideline to the right. Hill wants to throw. Just a three-man rush from Lehigh, but they do get pressure. Hill steps up, throws, has Phillips. Catch made, and it'll be a first down for Mammoth out to the MU 34-yard line. Good elusiveness from Brandon Hill, and a good route run that time by Elijah Phillips.
Not that he's necessarily mobile, Matt, but you said it. He's elusive. And if you're mobile within the pocket, it allows you to extend the play. Nice catch that time by the fifth-year senior Phillips, nicely settling into a possession receiver role.
Jake Morrow in at the fullback spot right now. Hayes at the tailback. Split wide receiver set. Hayes going to get it, trying to get around left end. Does here, out to the 40. Makes a move of the 45, cuts back, and is chopped down at midfield. Best run of the day, certainly for Mammoth, about a 16-yard pickup. They'll spot it at the MU 49. Hawks will go no huddle as well, as they often will do. Hill will look over to the sideline. Two of the Mammoth backup quarterbacks signaling plays in. Terrence Scanlon one, Greg DePue the other. Along with offensive coordinator Scott Van Zyl, who this season has been down on the field through the first 3 weeks of the year. First and 10 from the MU 49. High snap, fielded by Hill. The give to Hayes, kind of squirts his way through, hid behind what looked to be no gain at the line of scrimmage, but pokes through out to the Lehigh 45-yard line for a gain of 5, maybe 6 yards to set up second down and a long 4 for the Hawks.
Gain of 6. Second down.
Sterling will come this time near sideline left. Ball set from the left hash mark. Davenport with a lot of room to work with up top to the right. Tight end H-back set. Fable and Pandorf off the right side of the formation. Hill wants to throw. Sterling got his hands on it but couldn't pull it in. Give credit to Damian Brown, the corner, whose hit, I think, jostled the ball loose from Sterling a little bit. It sets up third down and a long 4. Was a bit of a high throw, but as they say sometimes, if you get your hands on it, you should be able to haul it in. And certainly Sterling with the reputation of catching most things that are thrown at him.
Really hard to overthrow Neil Sterling too, isn't it? Checks it about 6'4", 230.
Long arms.
Yeah, big guy.
Lanky body.
Really more like a 7-footer when you factor in his wingspan.
Fable will go stand up tight end near sideline left. Hill wants to throw, and again this time airmails it for Sterling. Mammoth tried to set up the bubble screen to the right side. pressure that time on Hill was applied. He winds up on his back and gets up visibly upset, more so, I would imagine, with himself than anything else. And Monmouth will have to punt it away here. We are still deadlocked at 7 with the clock winding down here to the 6:59 mark in quarter number 2. Spillane can boom this one if he can get it into the wind. Great looking punt if it stays out of the back of the end zone, but it doesn't. Bounce it about the 1 and didn't get the backspin off of it that he needed to. It'll come out for a touchback to the 20-yard line.
Wind kind of died down at the wrong time after the ball took off. And I know, Matt, the score is 7-7, but really the score right now is the wind 14, and if you don't have it, 0. And that's so far something that we've noticed, and it figures only to pick up more as the game goes on. And by the way, we are committed. Halftime, President Brown.
Monmouth playing their one home game today. In the whole month of September, they'll wind it down with trips to Holy Cross in Columbia. So trying to get in the win column while in West Long Branch. Bielakowski wants to go downtown. He's got a man wide open. It's Kerfus trying to run away from coverage. And will take it down inside Monmouth territory. Finally tackled by Pat Gray at the 40-yard line. Huge game a week ago. 7 catches for 222 yards. And Kerfus doing damage here again. He's got 5 catches now and well over 100 yards with that last play.
And doing a lot of that damage on Tevron Brandon. That time he couldn't decide if he was going to play the ball or the man. He was caught in no man's land and gave up the big play.
Kind of a new secondary here for Monmouth. We'll talk about in a second. Bielakowski wants to throw. Flares it to the outside. It's Kerfus again who gets upended by Joe Johnson on the outside. We say new secondary. Johnson is in there along with Javon Moore at the corner. The safety is a different combo than we've seen. Ryan Zuchek and Pat Gray in there right now. That last play, well-designed. Kerfus was matched up against Peyton Minnick, the outside linebacker. That's one Lehigh will sign for all day long. Second and 1. Flags are out on the fly. Catch is made, and moving forward is Derek Gall, who will slip off a couple of tackles. Get down inside the 15 to the 12, but I believe this will be a procedure penalty against Lehigh. Flags flew on the far sideline right as the ball was snapped. Lehigh saying it's against Monmouth offside. And it will be. So Lehigh will decline the penalty and keep the play, which the Mountain Hawks will have at first and 10 from the MU 12-yard line.
7-7 game, but Lehigh has had the better of things, Matt. They've outgained Monmouth over 2-1 in total yards, and without a couple of turnovers, this game might be different. However, they're taking full advantage of having this wind at their back, driving for another score after they got that long bomb earlier in the quarter.
Three wide receivers set. Fernandez, Soto, and Paris up top to the left. Kerfus will stay near sideline to the right. That big back Sean Farrell into the game as the single set man with Bielakowski, who wants to throw. Dumps it down in the flat for Farrell, who will get run out of bounds at the 6-yard line. 6-yard pickup to make it 2nd and 4. 5:07 to go, quarter number 2.
Take a look out there at that secondary. I see Javon Moore. They've taken actually Tevron Brandon out right now. I see Pat Gray. Still see Joe Johnson. Can't tell who the other safety is right now.
Ryan Zuchek, number.
There you go.
46, sophomore from Robbinsville. 2nd and 4, straight eye package, big backfield, Hayden and Farrell. Counterplay off the left side for Farrell. He's going to bounce into the end zone and score. They brought in the big guys in the backfield, and Lehigh able to punch it in from 6 yards out to go up 13-7 with the extra point upcoming and try to make it an even 7-point spread.
Good drive there by Lehigh. Matt, if you remember, they were backed up inside their own 5. They go 96 yards, started with that big Sherman run, and it ends with the bigger back, Farrell, punching it into the end zone.
Ryan Pandy for the extra point. That kick is up, knuckles its way through, hooks in the left upright. Lehigh leads 14-7 with 4:34 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth University football on the Shore Sports Network. Back here on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. Video stream today at gomuhawks.com. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti, late second quarter. Monmouth trailing 14-7 to Lehigh. High end over end kick, returnable for freshman LaVon Cheney. Inside his own five, gets out to the 15, and then taken down there pretty quickly. Good open field tackle made by Colton Caslow, the secondary player covering on special teams, number 31.
Now the onus, Matt, on this Monmouth offense.
First maybe tough spot for the MUO, trying to answer back with a 7-point deficit. Brandon Hill will come on with a three wide receiver package, and Julian Hayes the single back into the game. The numbers for Hill so far, solid, 11 of 15 for just over 100 yards. Puts Hayes to his left, two receivers up top right, wants to throw. Plays it safe, finds Sterling, who will make another catch on the day. His fifth reception for the afternoon, 11th on the year. Out to the 23-yard line. Gain of 6 to bring up a 2nd and 4.
Take a quick look at the numbers. That play will get Monmouth over 140 yards of total offense. Lehigh has run 32 first-half plays, Matt, for 309 yards. They've used the big play a couple different times. The Mountain Hawks offense looking good.
Hill quickly back up to the line. Here's Hayes on the carry. He'll have a first down, looking to break it to the outside, moving to his right, out over the 30 to the 31-yard line. Gain of 9 and enough to move the sticks here. Hawks on the board first. A defensive touchdown on a recovery return and score for Clark Coe. Lehigh has scored the last 14. Monmouth trying to answer here before the end of the half. Trips package to the left. Up top, far sideline right, Elijah Phillips. Hill wants to throw again. Throws it up over the top of Sterling again. Third time that Brandon Hill has targeted Sterling, and the third time he's thrown it way too high.
Too high, and also had another receiver, number 85, Zach Fable, in kind of an intermediate route short of Neil Sterling. He almost looked as though he couldn't decide, Matt, which receiver to throw to. Then when he did decide Sterling, he wasn't set, his feet weren't under him, and the ball sailed on him. That's when balls sail, is when your back foot is not set into the ground, and I know the coaches can't like that.
Lucky that the last one for sure wasn't intercepted. Hayes on 2nd and 10, coming left, tripped up with a lot of scrimmage, but able to fall forward for a gain of 4. Tackle made by the strong safety Tyler Ward. Now 3rd and 6 for Monmouth. Really could use a first down here, if for nothing else, to wind the clock a little bit more and make sure Lehigh doesn't get it back before the end of the half. 2:45 and ticking down. Hill with a trips package to his right, Sterling back to the left. Looks left, now checks back to the right, goes down the seam. He's got Thaddeus Richards for a first down. Richards, reading it well, went down the seam in between the two safeties, Hill and Ward, and catches it falling down at the Lehigh 35-yard line.
And that time Hill does everything perfectly. Looks the safety over. Then when he had the middle of the field wide open, lofted a perfect pass to Thaddeus Richards, who ran under it just like it was drawn up. When he makes that one, that's what makes the throw before so infuriating.
Split wide receiver set, tight end right, two backs with Hill in the backfield. Hayes off left tackle to the 35-yard line, from the 35, I should say, down to the 30. With a 5-yard pickup to make it 2nd and 5.
Huge block on the play. Number 43, Jake Morrow, took down the Lehigh player, Colton Caslow, who's been laying the wood to all the Monmouth guys he gets near. That time, Morrow in there, the backup fullback, able to clear some space for Julian.
Sumlin slot right, Phillips wide man right. Sterling as the single man near sideline to the left. 1:35 to go. Hill gets the snap. Pass to the outside. Sumlin will catch it. Tried to tiptoe the sideline. basically makes the reception for such a long throw across the field a one-yard pickup, make it third and four for MU.
Yeah, you don't often see the 30-yard throw that only gains 1 yard. And that throw was pretty much almost the full width of the field, forcing now this third down and four.
Sumlin will check out as Monmouth will go with Fable tight end to the left. Morrill will go wingman to the left. Phillips receiver right. Sterling near sideline to the left. Hayes single back. He'll try to keep the drive alive. Play action. Reads it well. Goes downtown looking for Phillips. Ball held up. Monmouth wanting a flag. They will not get it. And it will bring up a fourth and four.
Now, hand fighting between both players. Not going to get that. The ball was also thrown towards the middle of the field. So Phillips, Matt, just by taking the route to the football, kind of cut the defensive back off. Won't get that call.
Would be about a 47, 48-yard attempt from where it stands right now. Spillane is missed from 47. And Monmouth will elect to go for it here on fourth and four with a 1:24 showing in this first half. Hawks trailing 14-7. Trips left, single man right. Hill outside. Sumlin makes the catch. Won't get the first down. Play blown up well. Tyler Ward there to make the tackle along with number 20, number 16 rather, Ricky Hill. Both safeties combining in on the stop. And Lehigh will get it back with time. A minute 17 showing in this first half, trying to add to a 14-7 advantage.
When you run that play, the most important player in the play isn't the quarterback or the guy that catches the ball. It's the receiver that makes the block. And that time, Neil Sterling had a good block. The only problem is Lehigh had more players over there than Monmouth did. So they just, by sheer numbers, overran Sterling to make the tackle on the screen pass on fourth and four.
Bielakowski checks over the Monmouth defense. Has four wide receivers. He'll send out into the package here. With time, now going to roll off. In trouble. Steps up. Flag down. Probably going to be a hold. And then Bielakowski taking a pretty good shot from Dave Demersian. And now a flag will come in. I believe that will be a late hit on Demersian. Boy, I can't understand that. I mean, absolutely was Bielakowski sliding down. But Demersian didn't hit him after he went to the turf.
He didn't really slide as much as he kind of fell to the ground. And I think that's why Dave made the play that he did. He didn't target. He hit the quarterback. But again, Bielakowski, Matt, didn't do that pronounced baseball slide. He kind of just fell.
Holding on one side. And then a late hit against Monmouth. The penalties do, however, offset. Which means what? We'll get first down again from the 28-yard line. I love those offsetting penalties because it's almost like nothing even happened.
Do-over. Everyone needs a do-over from time to time.
Everybody needs a do-over.
I was just always confused, and it's the rule. One penalty happened during the play. The other was at the end of the play. So why wouldn't the play stand and then maybe push them back or forward depending on who the after-the-play foul was on?
First and 10 again for Lehigh with less than a minute to play. Bielakowski has time here, goes over the middle, finds a man. It's number 3, Josh Parrish, the junior wideout from Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Lehigh not using a timeout here. They do have some to burn. Clock rolling down now to 35 seconds. Bielakowski again, no pressure, again tries to go down. Town that time wanted Fernandez Soto, overthrown ball. It'll bring up a second and 10 with the clock stopped at 30 seconds.
Well, Lehigh at least has, for the most part, found out where Monmouth's vulnerable spot is defensively, and that was right in the middle of that two deep safety coverage. The two safeties split the field, and that allows the middle of it, if your middle linebacker hasn't dropped deep enough, to be open. It was there.
Second and 10, four wide again. Monmouth showing pressure. Two linebackers walked up. They'll bring one. Bielakowski over the middle, almost intercepted. Intended man was Kerfis. Brandon had him covered, and then Demersian could have grabbed the ball, couldn't hang on to it. May have been a big return as well.
Would have been a really convenient way to make up for that personal foul penalty had he have caught that football. But instead now, it is third down. 25 and a half seconds to go. I love how Kessler Field gives us the tenth of a second, too.
Nice crowd, speaking of Kessler Field, here on hand. Sellout crowd with about three deep around the fence. Third down and 10 for Lehigh. 25 seconds to go, first half. Bielakowski with time, steps up into pressure, hit as he releases the ball. That's intercepted. Picked off by Johnson, who will take it back into Lehigh territory at the 45-yard line. Second turnover of the day, first pick of the season for Joe Johnson, the sophomore from Manchester Township. And MU, with still 16 seconds to go on the clock, certainly time enough for a play to try to get within field goal range at least.
And it'll be tough now. This is the area where you're going into the win. So if Eric Spillane's range, and I think, Matt, we would comfortably say it's around 45 yards or so, well, knowing that, that's what it is without wind. They've got to get a few yards beyond that mark. They do have some timeouts here, 16 seconds to go. They have to go quick. Obviously, they don't huddle anyway, so they got to go fast in between to get something on the board before halftime.
Richards and Davenport up top to the right. Sumlin and Sterling near sideline as a combo to the left. Hill with pressure coming. Wanting to throw. Hill has Richards, who will make the catch and step out of bounds inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. Tell you what, I'll give a lot of credit to Josh Patterson, who that time picked up Oliver Rigneau, who was coming off the corner. Patterson got him for a second, then I think he figured he was about to hold and just let go and said, if you get my guy, I guess go ahead and get him. But Hill was able to scramble off and find Richards with 9 seconds left. And again, time enough for a play. Trips left, single man up top to the right. Hill with time. Finds Sterling, who will make the catch inside the 20. Monmouth will burn a timeout with just over 3 seconds to go. And Eric Spillane will come on for an attempted field goal to try and put three up on the board for MU before half.
Did you notice, too, as soon as Neil Sterling caught the ball, he immediately went down. He was well aware, time and distance and situation, and he knew, all right, there was 9 seconds before this ball was snapped. There's not going to be much time once I catch the football. Catch it, fall down right away. And that was as well as you could have hoped for Monmouth to do, Matt. They get the long completion of Richards on a weird-looking play. Then they get this nice little out route to Neil Sterling, and Eric Spillane will get a very makeable field goal attempt.
Yeah, it should be, I'm going to say, 36, 37-yarder, depending on where Charlie Bellis will spot it from. We'll say 35, as the ball will be spotted from Vellis at the 25-yard line. Spillane missed a 47-yarder earlier in the game. This to try and make it 14-10. And Andy Cohen will use the timeout just before the ball was snapped and try and ice Spillane a little bit. The old thinking is you can't take him with you at halftime, so you might as well use him up while you can. Spillane certainly savvy enough as a senior to be able to deal with things of that kind.
All right, so your coach, Matt Harmon, you a fan of icing the kicker?
I already like the sound of that.
Coach Harmon, are you icing the kicker, or are you letting it play? Are you playing it out straight?
I guess here on the first half, you could think about doing it. You know, I think I'd be more apt to do it in the first half when you know you basically have nothing to lose because you can't take him with you into the locker room. I'm not a huge fan of doing it at the end of games. And the only reason why is you almost give a team a redo, or in some cases let the kicker kind of collect his thoughts a little bit more.
Right, and if he mishits it, go, oh man, I just hit it wrong. And how many times do you see it miss the first time and then made the second time? Spillane did make the one that didn't count.
35-yarder here. Let's see how it plays out. Fable, the long snapper. Good hold by Vellis. Spillane chips it up. It's drifting to the right, but in. Just barely in. 35-yard field goal, third of the season for Eric Spillane, and we will end the first half with Monmouth getting points on the scoreboard, trailing 14-10. Been a good football game. We were thinking it would be, and so far it has been. Coming up at the half, we'll do scores from around the country, stats from this game, a look ahead, and a special interview with new Monmouth University President Dr. Paul Brown. All coming up after this brief two-minute timeout. We'll come back for the halftime show here from West Long Branch at Kessler Field. It's Lehigh 14, Monmouth 10. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.